So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Dom's Money Melody coming up. Caroline Leavitt today, a lot of Epstein stuff, given the release of, 20,000 emails saying no pardon on the docket at this time for Maxwell. You know, if I had to pick one thing, and it's not just President Trump, during all this post-election stuff, Phil Murphy pardoned clemency. Dozens and dozens and dozens of people, some of them who committed murder. Got to be constitutionally something to do with the pardoning power. Don't like it. Certainly Maxwell does not deserve a pardon under any circumstances. P. Diddy, no pardon under any circumstances. It's an epidemic. It's not just with President Trump. It's across the board. The abuse of the pardoning power is out of control. And it's going on for a pretty good period of time here. With Biden, the other problem, of course, and I think it will come out ultimately, he didn't know he was pardoning the auto pen, etc. But aside from that, it was never intended. And Murphy the other day talking about, well, don't you believe in redemption and second chance? Oh, give me a break. Stop it already. I want to see it. Yes, we do believe in that. But we also believe if someone is murdered, first of all, you should get the death penalty, not second chances and clemencies, etc. And Trump doing the same things. Do I see him pardoning Maxwell here? If he does that, you would think anybody listening right now, no matter how deeply you support, you got to say no. You got to send a message. This is out of bounds. And I think, I'm not sure, do we have that cut, Henry? If we don't, I can summarize it. President Trump on with Laura Ingraham talking about we don't have enough. I think we had it the other day.
We had it the other day.
Yeah, if you have it. Yeah, if you find it here in a second. You may remember about a year ago, we had this a bit with Elon Musk and more of it, Vivek Ramaswamy. Talking about these HB1 visas, bringing people into the country, all of that. And look at what happened to Vivek Ramaswamy somewhat as a result of that. When he said Americans are too busy worrying about sleepovers, we need to bring people in from these foreign countries. Well, President Trump, with Laura Ingraham, went one better when challenged, and she was right to challenge this, with 600,000 Chinese to be brought in to universities, that we don't have enough talent in this country. We need this. And then to say, that's what MAGA wants. So if you consider yourself MAGA, really? on that, Trump's wrong. Anybody that's deeply America first, et cetera, no, we don't need this. I'm sick and tired of hearing that. I don't see in any walk of life here and there, there's someone so brilliant they might enhance. But a wholesale, you know what this is about. It's about undercutting Americans in IT fields and things of that nature, just like they undercut Americans by bringing in cheap labor that the Wall Street Journal wants to do and has advocated for at the lower rung. This is America. I'm sick and tired of hearing that. I even think in the world of sports, I'd be very limited. Not a fan of these European players, et cetera. You got to show me. Sure, there could be somebody extraordinary here and there. But by and large, as a talent source, and bringing in 600,000 Chinese students, again, we're worried about espionage, we're worrying about stealing property, we're worrying about a multitude of things that come with that. Now, I don't know, he just got wound up when he was challenged by Ingram on this. Does he really believe that? Could that really be the case that he thinks he's thinking back to his hotel days or whatever? No, we don't need to bring those students into higher learning, not at all. We don't need that. This is America. And that's a MAGA principle. That's an America First principle. His argument, well, MAGA wants talent. They want the country to prosper by doing this. Come on. That's just not the case. Anybody that I know, they would reject that out of hand. It's almost silly to hear that. That's about employers wanting to bring in people for their special need and undercut what we'd have to do as far as pricing. So as bad as it is, we just talked to Martina White, American Education. We still have the best and the brightest. That ought to be a cardinal principle to let the president know that. I think Ingram did. Here's a little bit of the exchange.
MAGA folks are not thrilled about this idea of hundreds of thousands of foreign students in the United States. We have about 350,000 Chinese. One point during COVID, you were going to, you know, push to, you know, get them out, but that was pulled back. You've said as many as 600,000 Chinese students could come to the United States. Why, sir, is that a pro-MAGA position when many American kids want to go to school and there are places not for them, and these universities are getting rich off Chinese money?
Sure. Never said about China, but we do have a lot of people coming in from China. We always have China and other countries. We also have a massive system of colleges and universities. And if we were to cut that in half, which perhaps makes some people happy, you would have half the colleges in the United States go out of business.
So what?
Well, I think that's a big deal.
Are they fans,
you would have the
fans of the United States?
Yeah, but you would have, as you know, historically black colleges and universities would all be out of business.
Let me stop it. Stop it right there. Okay. Yeah, I don't care about historically black colleges. I don't care about Harvard. I don't care about any of it. If they go out of business, and Ingram was right on the edge with that, too bad. We're better off. If they can't make it, they can't make it. So, again, the president's perspective on this, and I'm glad Fox is challenging some of this. They're just not rolling over. She said it several times. Too bad. You know, Trump did this stuff with historically black colleges and all that. Running for re-election will appeal to a certain demographic. If they go out of business, they go out of business. Is that a MAGA principle now? We have to keep these colleges in business? No. And again, there are times when President Trump has to be challenged by people who really know what Americans voted for to elect him. Or do you think, no, he knows better. He knows what MAGA is what he's arguing here. And that's it. Ingram was right on point. We don't need these people coming into the country. Colleges can charge a lot more. There's an element with the Chinese particularly of great difficulty. We don't believe in that. I believe America already has the talent. Are you in that? Oh, come on, Dom, now. We don't have it. We need these people. We're going to go downhill. How's that America first? How's that MAGA in any way, shape, or form? Those are fighting words. It's ridiculous. Now, I don't know the aftermath if Trump thinks about it after. There are bad ideas that come out. This week's bad idea was the 50-year mortgage. Horrible idea. no matter how you want to try to spin it and go back and forth. Come on. And I realize we are trying to address, there's a lot of heat on with the issue of affordability now. And they're good to be on that. And I'm still looking at my phone back and forth. I don't know if we'll have Secretary Bessent on tomorrow, but he was on Fox today and laid out the idea. He said they're doing some things that will be dramatic through the tariffs, that you're going to see coffee and banana prices go down dramatically. Okay, this is a tough game with grocery store prices because each one of these commodities, there are different reasons, different things that deal with this. And he also argues wages are going up, and that should counter this. I don't think when you're in the grocery store and you see a shocking price, you think, yeah, but my wages have gone up. I get them on, I would say, even if that's an economic fact with Bessent, who is incredibly sharp. He's one of the best we've ever seen. I don't think people are going to react positively toward that. Now, the Biden excesses were beyond belief. But they try to make that case, well, wages are gone up. So seeing these shocking prices, now we've talked about coffee, for example, that will, people will take that into account. I don't think so. I think grocery store prices are the toughest nut out there to crack. The other stuff, gas going down, absolutely. Mortgage rates, there's progress there. And they're willing to give a little bit more time. But in Jersey, that's what happened this time around. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls, but first, it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That's right, we're playing for a pair of tickets to a Charlie Brown Christmas featuring Eric Mintel Quartet. On December 11th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College in Newtown, Pennsylvania. All right, what do we have today?
Yeah, we're going to let John take this one.
All right, John, what
so
do you have?
We're talking about America today, right?
Right?
Americana, and what's more American than apple pie? So this is going to be a cover of the song American Pie by Don McLean.
Okay.
And it's going to be in a different language. And this country,
as always.
Trump tried to annex this country, or talked about it,
okay,
the territories of this country. This language also has no word for please. So those are your clues.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, pop me up there.
There we go. Let's hear it.
Yeah,
all right. So I interviewed Don McLean last year at Mulligan's. He wasn't there, but on the phone. So, yeah, it was really, it's not a one-hit wonder. He's got a lot of stuff. All right, so we're looking for the country.
We're looking for the country,
okay,
that
right.
Trump tried to buy one of their territories,
right,
and they don't have the word please in their language. Want the language or the country of origin?
Wow, that's an aggressive country.
Yeah.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. We'll get a winner. You'll go off to the Zlock. Then we'll come to your calls. Is President Trump right? Is that an article of MAGA? We just want talent. We don't care where it comes from. And I'd say hell no to that. This is America. We got to hold on to something here in unison. And if you don't believe we have in America to do anything we want in any walk of life and beat the hell out of anybody else, then I don't know what you're doing here. I believe in that, and I'll always believe in that. Is that wrong? Have we lost even that? Meaning, I don't care what the human endeavor is. If we put our mind to it, we will beat them at that. That's what it comes down to. That's America. 855-839-1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, Dom's Money Melody. Listen to the clue, and we're looking for the country. All right, let's go to Joe in Westchester. Joe on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, what's the country?
My guess is Greenland.
Is it Greenland? It's no, not Greenland. And I thought from the clue.
Yeah, this country owns Greenland.
Ah, okay. Ralph in Broomall. Ralph, hi. What's the country?
India.
No, India. I didn't know they would own Greenland. That's kind of strange. Colleen in Chalfont. Hey, Colleen, what's the country?
Hi, Tom. Is it Iceland?
You're getting closer. That's very close.
That was a good guess. Bill and Monco, let's see if we can nail it. Bill, what's the country?
Denmark.
There you go. Denmark does own it. That's a country we would negotiate with to buy Greenland. Okay, so Denmark's the answer. Thank you, Bill. You go off to the Zlock for a Charlie Brown Christmas, which does very well every year. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow around 2:13, 2:14. By the way, Mondani, referenced several times today, has named the anti-cop plan architect. In other words, the guy who was the architect of defunding the police to his staff, of course, and saying, well, it's not exactly that he's going to be the driving force. All right, we played you President Trump. There's a little bit more on the Epstein thing now that's come out. And again, look at what we're dealing with here. The email just released during the show in which Epstein, in talking with one of the principals trying to go after Trump on the Stormy Daniels matter, emailed that, you see, I know this is Epstein. I know how dirty Donald is. My guess is that nine lawyers, New York business people, have no idea what it means to have your fixer, Michael Cohen, flip. So again, is that a smoking gun? No, it's not a smoking gun on anything. We're dealing with Epstein here. We're dealing with him talking about Trump. And people that voted for Trump know what they're getting with President Trump. We have been through this several times, some of the downside. Is that an indicator of criminal behavior? No. It's an indicator of Epstein's assessment of how bad of a person he thinks Trump is. Consider the source, and around we go. But there'll be more of this with all the number of emails that are out there. We will see this continue quite a bit. Fox, look, the others are going way overboard. CNN, MSNBC, and coverage. I don't think Fox is giving due to this to try to put it in perspective. But we'll see. And the House shutdown vote today will go that we're going to be out of the shutdown, but still not the repercussions of it. Hope to get Jeff Van Drew on the show tomorrow, because Van Drew is one of the votes on the Republican side to say that these files ought to be completely open and done with. And that vote will happen, well, probably in early December, right? After Thanksgiving, we're going to see that. And then we'll see what else comes out of it. But as far as today, it's kind of the key email that Democrats released talked about Trump being alone for hours with one of the girls, but they redacted the name. And it turns out the name is one of them that did not impugn Trump, in fact, gave him a clean bill of health. That's where it stands at this point. I'm looking at the betting markets. They're well over 50% that somehow or another Trump will be impeached over this. Maybe in the end. We've been there, done that. How many times are you going to impeach? Okay, so this is fluid. Sadly, it's going to be the type of stuff that is out there day after day. We're going to hear this. I still think the big story today is Besant trying to get him on for you tomorrow. The Secretary of the Treasury, in a couple of interviews today, really addressing affordability and where we're going to go next with this. Putting it in perspective, I told you on Fox and Friends, talking about dramatic prices going down with bananas and coffee. The hard thing with the grocery store prices, there are so many specifics to each market, to each thing. How are we going to do that? On big, broad stuff like energy, we see that going down. Mortgages, we see that going down. So this is a pitch battle over this. Let's go to Dennis in Lafayette Hill on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dennis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, my Rockwell would be Mondavi holding up two gigantic signs in New York City. And the one has a sickle and a hammer, and the other one says, free at last. And in the background are all the buildings, and everyone has rent free, with two buses coming by, free rides, and grocery store in the background, everything's free. That would be a Rockwell pitcher.
All right. Well, thank you, Dennis. I don't know. Would Rockwell do that? Would Rockwell? I think people are. It's the negativity of the day's over. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Rockwell did not do that. Everybody calling. That's your answer. Okay. The Rockwell shows the part of America that would resist this in the end. Somehow or another, depicting that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, those aren't the answers that are coming through.
No. People are going with the negative, which is fine. I should have realized that often wins the day, but that's okay. We'll get a winner. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push #1210. On the Epstein thing, we're going to cover it. We're going to put it in context. And so far today, that's where we are with those two principal emails. That's all that we can do with it. And we'll see what is unleashed today with the House and the vote on the shutdown and then the follow-up on it. But we are going to be out of the shutdown. The affordability issue, and I have to admit, the reason is this. Logic, I still stick by that. How in the world is Mikey Sherrill and the voters in New Jersey blaming affordability on Trump? Now, just hatred and wanting to get at Trump, I see that there. How are they blaming it on Trump with 25 years of Democrats taxing them, over-regulating them, and continuing to do it? And buying into her saying on day one, I'm going to declare a stop to all this stuff and that's it. Sometimes it's irrational and trying to make full sense of it is very difficult. And I think that's what happened in Jersey. That doesn't mean that Republicans don't have lessons to learn from this as far as messaging, how to run a campaign. You always want to take a look at that. But I'm still stunned at the percentages here. And I still want to see, did Trump voters come out? I don't think they did. A base of Trump voters will only vote when he's on the docket. And how is he going to motivate them to come out in the midterms? That's the thing that needs to be done. Even if we see gains on affordability, which are tough on grocery store prices, given what Biden did in driving them down. If they are unmotivated to vote, then you're going to lose the midterms. What's the motivation factor? Trump has to calmly, day by day by day, enforce that message and explain again and again and again, everything will be stopped. It's not an easy thing to do. That's where we're headed. All right, we're headed to it, 855-839-1210. Let's see if we can get a winner today. What would Norman Rockwell, what would he do? He passed away on this date in history. That's why we're going Rockwell today. Let's talk about Martin for a moment. It's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap? Crystal clear, all-natural water not only is the best-tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water, and they'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Dwayne, our guy, they're so thrilled when they show you the before and after of the free water test. Let them come out to your home. Let them test that water, and you will be convinced they have the solution that makes sense for you. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business, It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, welcome in, everyone. The Dom Giordano Show. Norman Rockwell would approve of that. I think we have some pretty good answers lining up. People starting to get it. Norman Rockwell's not negative about the scene in America. Even if it were difficult, he'd find somebody pushing back in that in a way that reflects it. That's the whole idea of. Your Henry's with the cop picking up the litter, for example.
Yeah.
Or something
like
that. We
actually have an AI photo of that, too.
Yes.
Put that up on YouTube.
By the way, AI, the number one country song, at least on one chart, now it comes out today. I'm looking at Breitbart. America's number one country song, Walk My Walk, is AI generated. Ugh. It seems to indicate that the band called Breaking Rust is, according to Billboard, created by artificial intelligence. You know, again, I'm not saying artificial intelligence is going to take over and we're going to be at war with it or anything of that nature. What I am saying is the downside of this exceeds the upside to me. It truly does. This is just, it ought to be thrown out. It shouldn't count. The Billboard ought to say, no, this does not count.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, we invented robots so we could be the ones making art and doing leisure, not so they could be doing it. Yeah.
That's true. The robots don't like their leisure.
They're supposed to be feeding us grapes, not the other way around.
Exactly. And it's country, too. It's not even something you think they might get. Country.
Well, what's the easiest song to write?
Well, maybe, yes.
Pickup truck, beer, girl.
I could just see the the first word or phrase. That might be a side question that comes when you think of a country song. The pickup truck is definitely in there, but. And something female, something that's going to rye there. I'm not sure that I can tell you the number one word, though, that would be in a country song. Hmm. Beer, maybe.
Beer might be it there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Girl. Dirt road, cold road. Beer, blue Root. Jeans, or red
right,
pickup.
Blue jeans. Yeah, yes. All should be. So AI could do that. But apparently an AI ban is number one. All right, for a change of pace, let's go to the great Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
My idea of a Rockwell painting is one inspired by the painting American Gothic, with Donald Trump and Melania in the foreground, with features of the White House in the background.
Not bad. Sir, you told the Henry, too, you're really warming up to Greg Stocker. What's that about, Joe?
Greg, he goes into hilarity as a foil to his serious side.
All right, Joe, do we know? I had to drag it out of him when we got there, finally. All right, we're finally getting it. That's the side question. Norman Rockwell passed away. I thought I knew a lot about him. Didn't know he was the architect of the Rosie the Riveter campaign, among other things. One other thing to take a look at, too, and we'll see in coming days how this plays out. The bishops, the U.S. bishops, have elected a new presidente. And this guy apparently has some conservative leanings. He's been involved with conservatives. And yet, even though he's going to be the head guy, the whole message of this election, the vice president and somewhat the body of bishops, is immigration, meaning illegal immigration. That is their number one issue. My God, you know, how did an institution become so misguided with what is right in front of them? They're the institution of life. Democrats are saying devout Catholic, anti-life, extremist on abortion. And yet the bishops are focused in on something that they are. Oh, by the way, too, DJ sent the Pope Leo has issued his four favorite films. And it's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if you saw it.
Criterion Closet, yeah.
Let me see if I can pull them up. They were not bad. At least I didn't see any trail there. I thought they were, you know, sort of pleasing. I don't know that I would say they're my four favorites, but let's see. It's a Wonderful Life is one. That's solid. The mm-hmm. Sound of Music. Here's the one that... Well, Life is Beautiful, current 1997.
Yeah.
Okay. And the one that's surprising, because it's a bit disturbing, Ordinary People, starring Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore. Disturbing in that Mary Tyler Moore plays a mom in that. Not so good. One kid commits suicide, and there's a whole thing with the other kid. And Donald Sutherland, as I remember, it just kind of goes along with her, but she's pretty difficult. And to see Mary Tyler Moore as that, it's like, maybe that's part of
that's it. That's jarring, yeah.
Yeah, jarring.
That's what makes it so, like, oh, it's Mary Tyler Moore. It's going to be upbeat.
Yeah,
it's going to be
Norman
it's
Rockwell.
Norman Rockwell.
Yeah, yes. And the Pope says Ordinary People.
Yeah, that's an interesting four.
Well, it shows he's a little bit connected more than most of these popes. In the sense, mm-hmm. Pope Francis, God knows what he would say. Gibberish, you know.
He likes movies directed by men named Robert.
Yes.
Three of these movies are directed by Roberts.
But I think those are solid. I haven't seen A Beautiful. I know of it, The Beautiful Life, but Ordinary People just jarred me. Wow. That is, I got to go back and look at that. But that is a pretty jarring, disturbing type of film. All right. We are ready for the lightning round here today. We got to get a really spectacular winner out of Norman Rockwell today, after all these negatives, Kensington Avenue and the like. One had Norman Rockwell, people at dinner, they're agreeing with me. Then they say it's a blue light because people are all on their phones.
Ugh.
I don't think Norman Rockwell would do it. I think there would be that, but there'd be some happy ending, if you will, some sliver of hope in there.
I can see him doing that. I don't know if it'd be like a group of people. I can see someone like sitting alone at a diner.
Okay.
Or something like
phone.
That. Like it's still American, but it's like, right. They're just sitting there, a cup of coffee on their phone.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think people are up on their Norman Rockwell. It's people holding hands praying at a diner or a train station.
Yeah, you would think like a Nighthawks type photo. Yeah,
exactly. All right, you can get in though. Maybe you've never called. If you know Norman Rock, what would work Americana today? What would be something hopeful? 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. All right. Put your positive lenses on. Norman Rockwell passed away, and we're trying to say, in modern America, what would he seize on to find a positive note? It's been a little bit difficult today. All right, Chef Dave in Oakland on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chef Dave, what would yours be?
All right, picture this. During the 90s, when the Crips and the Bloods in Los Angeles were, you know, whacking right. each other, the iconic American icon, greatest football player ever, Jim Brown, invites them all
stop
to
yourself
his...
Wait a minute, stop. We can't say that enough. Without doubt, the greatest football player ever. There's not even a second place,
wow.
but continue.
Nope,
yeah.
there's not a second place.
Yeah,
the greatest ever. So he invites the heads of all the gangs of Los Angeles to his right. mansion in California, and he sits them down, and he has them draw up a peace treaty. So there's Norman Rockwell drawing the picture of Jim Brown, that you know that iconic hat he always wore, signing a peace treaty to help save young American lives.
Thank you, Chef Dave. Boy, that's outside the box. That's what up?
Yeah. Oh no, these last few calls I've taken, I'm like, oh, now we're getting into it.
Just Google. I hope the picture's there of Jim Brown holding onto the goalpost, which used to be right on the goal line or near, as almost the entire other team is trying to push him out of the end zone, and they can't. Let's go to Thad in Abington. Hey, Thad, what do you have today?
Hey, Don, great show. Thanks. I've always thought about the neighborhood fundraiser car wash for either the cheerleaders or for a local sports team.
Yes. Now, that's Norman Rockwell. That's a modern America. Thank you, Chad. You broke in the code. That is very positive, and I think Rockwell could have a lot of fun with that. Yeah. That's it. Finally, at the end, this was a good idea.
Only took till 2:51.
I know. Bill in Bucks. Mm-hmm. All right, Bill, what's yours?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm a big Ronald Reagan fan, you know, with his 11th commandment and 80-20 rule and all that. And I could picture Norman Rockwell's poster on Life magazine of Ronald Reagan at the Brandenburg Gate looking up and pointing at the wall and saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Absolutely. Yeah. And remember, the little bureaucrats didn't want him to put that line in. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, ties it together.
They always don't want to put the line in that we remember. I'm sure Kennedy, ask not what you can do for your country, but no, ask not what your country can do for you. No, I'm George Costanza
now. No, sir, that doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Gary in Newtown. That's right. Gary, what do you have, Gary?
In light of the car wash, this is not a winner, but it's a winner for me. It'll okay. be Donald Trump on Donald Trump on Mount Rushmore, gilded in gold.
All right. That would be something that may happen. The gold definitely would be there.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Trump is now arguing the gold is not from Home Depot. There's a raging dispute today that it is. Some of the gold in the White House. I think they have fancy goals.
Okay.
Yeah, but apparently the other side
is... I see him cheaping out a little bit.
Can you imagine, even with Epstein out there, they're arguing over the gold. Is it from Home Depot? Zenos in Upper Darby. Hi, Zenos.
Good afternoon, Dom, and all the gang over there. Mine would have to be with Norman Rockwell because he is truly Americana. It would have been the Veterans Day Parade in media at South... I mean, State Street with all the figures coming down, the army, you know, the bands mm-hmm. and everything, and the people waving their flags, all cuddled up like it was cold yesterday. He was truly Americano. But don't forget, we also had another one, was the Wyatts. They were from Delaware County, and they were all illustrators, too. But that would be the great, excuse me, the grand one for me, is the Veterans Day Parade down State Street in Media.
Gotcha. And, of course, due to the mayor. Hope Bob's doing well. Nothing like the media parades. They turn it out second to none. And Dennis in Salem County on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dennis, what's yours?
Hey, Dom. When I think of Norman Rockwell, I think little moments in life, not big moments. So I think like a cold day where maybe a husband is by the garage pulling out the Christmas lights, like a box with the lights spilling out, the ladder pulled out. Maybe the two wives, his and the neighbors, are at the property line talking about breaking down their gardens for the fall. And then it's got to be, there's got to be a hint of modern. So maybe a DoorDash is dropping off dinner, or the kids being dropped off from Uber. Just so you know that it's the modern version of decorating your house.
That is a brilliant answer.
Yeah, he went all the way through.
I go with Dennis on that.
Yeah, I think Dennis is the winner. If not him, then Chef Dave or Thad Navington.
They were both good. But Dennis, it did work in the end.
Yeah,
yes,
it did
Norman
work.
Rockwell did succeed. You couldn't stop us with the negatives. I like that, the hint of the modern in there, mm-hmm. the DoorDash
Absolutely.
Or Uber and what they're doing. All right, so Henry off to Newark at 2 p.m. flight tomorrow, right?
Yeah, 2:55.
All right, let's set the over and under of that flight getting out of there at 2:55. He'll settle if it's 5 hours late.
As long as it's that night, I'm fine.
Okay. All right, but we'll continue tomorrow with John and Abel Troops sitting in for Henry as he heads to Charleston. I'm tracking Santa. That would be Scott Bessent. I don't know if he's going to land tomorrow or not. Will it be affordable? But we have a lot tomorrow. We got a great side question, too. Rich Cioli is in the on-deck circle. He's ready to go for 4 big hours. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. And Norman Rockwell, you are a great American. Without a doubt, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.